You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen.
And welcome to this week's podcast. Well, I have a question for you. Do you set goals for yourself? Is going to Ambition one of those goals? Well, don't waste any more time. Just visit the Ambition 2014 registration page. It can be found at events.ambitenergy.com. The last thing we want you to do is miss out on breaking through with your Ambit business. Well, in this week's podcast, we hear the much-asked-for Simulcast 2014 training by executive consultant Coach Alan Johnson. Coach certainly knows the importance of setting goals, so sit back and listen to this great training.
Help me welcome to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, somebody that spent their lives helping people take a next step to push forward past their breaking point and get that grit that Jerry was talking about. This person is a Pure Energy Award winner, multiple trips and so forth, the Thompson Leadership Award winner, an inspiring speaker. He's a coach of coaches, the coach's coach. Help me welcome to the stage, executive consultant, Coach Alan Johnson.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. Woo. Thank you. Thank you a lot. Say hi to everybody out in California, New York, Chicago, Baltimore, New Jersey. What an awesome sight. Mr. Chambliss, I wish you could see the back of this room. Good gracious. There's a reason Texas is the biggest place around, right, people? Oh, my goodness. I'm really proud of you, and I want to challenge you. The last time we visited was at a little event called Ambition. And in my visit with you, I talked about it being our locker room and that we were going to release and go in and play the first half, and we'd rejoin one another at simulcast and call it halftime, if you remember. Some of you were asleep at it, but that's what I said. So here we are, and my question to you is, what have you done? What have you been doing? Have you been sitting around hoping, wishing, and dreaming for this to take place? I'm talking about the event. I'm talking about you and your success. You see, everybody's got to have a goal-oriented life, in my opinion, and you need to be focused on why you're doing it, because I am a strong believer in if you believe it, you will achieve it. I think you've heard everybody before me speak about that, and there's a difference and a major factor in people's lives that believe that they're going to do something. And one of the last things that I said at Ambition as I stepped off the stage was, go be extraordinary. You know, ironically enough, you know the difference between ordinary and extraordinary? It's just a little bit extra. Plain and simple, it's just a little bit extra. And you know, I think about being determined and being focused and having a why and having a drive and all the intangibles that comes with owning and operating an Ambit business. And if you truly, sincerely, in your soul, down to your core, believe that you can be successful at this business, because you can, but you've got to believe it. And whenever the CEO of a company like Ambit Energy says that he stands on never let good enough be good enough, then why can't you do that for yourself? You know what I'm saying? With that being said, I think about people that do things all the time that are uncommon. Common people doing uncommon things. Just like, for instance, here I stand today, and last night my basketball team got their head handed to them. I wasn't expecting that. And coaches, we kind of take the loss a lot of times. Kids are resilient. They'll bounce back from it. At 1:30 this morning, I'm sitting there scratching my head thinking, I got to go to sleep because I got to get up at 4:30 and be on a bus with a bunch of those rednecks from East Texas to go to Austin. I get in here and I start seeing you guys and I see my friends on the screen from the other places. I'm wide awake now. Let's go to work in 2014. But very quickly, I got to tell you a story about another athlete that I read about this week, and I find this very motivating, and I hope you will as well. You see, there's an ultra marathon that's ran from Sydney, Australia to Melbourne. A lot of you might have heard of this gentleman. But in 1983, he showed up at the start of the race. He was 61 years old. It is a 543-mile race. It lasts 5 days. This 61-year-old gentleman showed up, and the people there thought he was there to watch, and they were amazed whenever he stood in line and signed up to run the race and got his number. They said, "Dude, you're going to kill yourself. You're older than dirt." And he goes, "I'm fine." Now, look, he's competing against gentlemen, men and women that are sponsored by Nike, Adidas, Puma, you know it, world-class athletes that had trained for this five-day event. Cliff Young started that race, and the world-class athletes left him in the dust. They knew that they were to run for 18 hours and sleep for 6. Because Cliff Young had been raised on a 2,000-acre farm, and when the storms would roll in, he would be sent out to bring in the sheep. They didn't have money for tractors and stuff like that, so he ran to bring them in. It usually took him 2 days. It took him his whole life to get to where he wanted to run that race. He won the race, people, at 61. You can do anything you put your mind to. Go be extraordinary in 2014. God bless you, and thank you for your time.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. Join us next week when we'll have another one of our incredible trainings from Simulcast 2014. We want to thank all of you for tuning into the podcast, and as always, remind you that you can listen directly to the podcast on your handheld device by clicking the listen link that you'll find in every Monday's Ambit Insider email. And if you want to listen to past episodes of the podcast, please do visit us on iTunes, where you can also subscribe so you never miss an episode. Or visit us at www.ambitsuccess.com, and you'll find us there in the news section. I'm your field recognition specialist, Wayne McMullen, and you've been listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast. Work hard, dream big, and I'll catch you next week.